A policeman is a composite of what all men are. Mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. Gold statistics wave the fan over the stinkers, underscore instances of dishonesty and brutality because they are new. What they really mean is that they're exceptional, unusual, not commonplace. Buried under the frost is the fact less than 0.5% of policemen misfit the uniform. That's a better average than you'd find among clergy. What is a policeman made of? He, of all men, is once the most needed and the most unwanted. He is a strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and fuzz to his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won. But if the policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's unpleasant, he's flirting. If not, he's a grouch. He must make an instant decision, which would require months for a lawyer to make. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident and infallible with his diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, make sure the victim goes home without a limp or expect to be sued. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being, quote, brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. A policeman must know everything and not tell. He must know where all the sin is and not partake. A policeman must, from a single strand of hair, be able to describe the crime, the weapon in the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. If he gets promoted, he has political pull. If he doesn't, he's a dullard. The policeman must chase a bum lead to a dead end, stake out 10 nights to tag one witness who saw it happen, but refused to remember. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy and a gentleman. And of course, he'd have to be a genius, for he will have to feed a family on a policeman's salary. The words are those of Radio Great Paul Harvey, in memory and tribute to the 3 officers slain this week, each by a despicable coward.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
We have a special guest today.
We do.
Very special.
He's very, very special.
Well, you're not that special,
Alexander Rubian from RecallSweeney.com. Yes. RecallSweeney.com is here to update us on all things.
He's got his T-shirt on, too. It says RecallSweeney.com.
Governor Christie's traveling around the country. Yeah. He made the cut to be on the next presidential debate.
That's sad.
By the hair on his chinny chin chin.
Yeah.
And... for people that were looking for me on Megyn Kelly last week, it was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something else differently. And next week, I'm going to be living in freedom for 5 days. I'm going to be in Houston, Texas.
Wow. Where they're murdering police officers. Mm. Yeah.
I'm there on business. It should be fun. What do you want? What do you want? What are you going to say? Say whatever.
Admiring your beauty, that's all.
Thank you. Now... update us on RecallSweeney.com right now, baby boy.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what's going
on.
We're
kicking butt, everybody. We just want to thank all of the volunteers that have been coming down every weekend helping out. I also want to thank the USANA range. They have been extremely supportive of the whole process, letting us use their facilities as a meeting rooms and getting people down there to pick up their packets. It's actually going to get a lot easier now. We got approval from our lawyer that we could actually mail the packets out, and you – all you have to do is actually come down for the day. You don't have to meet with us, and just follow the walk list.
Oh.
So it's much simpler.
The problem so nobody has to meet all
exactly.
at a central location anymore.
Every Saturday we're meeting at 10 o'clock down in the USANA range.
Give them more info. Tell them where it is, what's going on. Direct them where to go because I'm slow.
Yeah, it's on recallsweeney.com.
Yeah, USANA's not easy to find.
No, it's the address actually comes up pretty easy on Google Maps.
Oh,
so,
it does?
Yeah, yeah, I haven't had any problem.
And this is a range that's been fighting the local government.
They're trying to shut them down as well.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's right in Sweeney's backyard. It's right in his district. So the problem we were having is that we would meet from 10 to 11 and then we'd go out for the day. But people are calling me up all day through, 10 o'clock till like 2-3 in the afternoon saying, hey, I'm down here. I want to pick up my packet. And, I'm trying to explain to them that, well, we met at 10 o'clock and we're all on the road now collecting signatures, which brought up the idea, why don't we just get people packets beforehand and let them come down on their own accord mm-hmm. to be able just to go out and walk whenever they can. And if they can come down during the week, they can come down, Sundays, whatever.
On their own time.
On their own time. Oh, so great. I spoke to the lawyer about it. He goes, yeah, you don't physically have to be there to give them the packet. The only thing you have to do is actually physically be there to witness them and notarize the forms. So just email me at alex@recallsweeney.com and just try to coordinate. Send me your address, and from there we'll have your information so we know what packet we signed out to you. Performance-wise, we're doing phenomenal. I mean, I think we're going to probably close on 9,000 signatures maybe the next weekend or two.
Excellent.
Yeah, so the performance has been incredible.
That's a third of the way there.
A third of the way there, and we have till December to get this done. So doesn't mean we can't use more support. We need all the people we can get down there. Most importantly, it's the confidence people are having now. They're coming back and they're like, when I first did this, I was really nervous. Now I'm knocking on doors. I'm having great conversations with people. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they're all signing. So that's the most important thing.
A lot of people hate this guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm very – it was interesting because last weekend we knocked on two Democrats that only voted Democrat. They couldn't have grabbed the petition packet from us faster. And then they're like, yeah, my neighbors, go talk to them. They were registered Republicans, and they absolutely refused. Like, they blatantly said, I will never do anything against Sweeney. And I'm like, but you're a registered Republican.
Did you see the email I sent you?
Yes.
The guy was like, no one's come to my house yet. I want to sign. Well, so I forwarded it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I got the email.
Well, you didn't canvass everybody yet, but right. It's like, no one's come to my house, right? Did you
yeah,
write that?
Yeah, they're,
I thought
they're
it was great. So
yeah.
I responded to his
they're
email, and I copied Alexander. That's good.
That. No, it's very good. I mean, granted, we have a list of 133,000 people, so we can't hit everyone up just yet.
Next week, I'm traveling. And then the weekend after September 13th is the Spartan race. I will be down a few Saturdays after that.
Absolutely.
In and
excellent.
Around the conference we have October 3rd. I will be coming down to lend support and get some signatures and just have some general fun with it. Sandy's working on some new portable radio show stuff, so we might even do something from the car, like a man on the street thing or something. So
yeah, let's do another.
We're working on something.
We'll do something like another Super Saturday, try to get everyone down. I know a lot of people were busy with
it. That was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun the first weekend that we did it.
I'm all in for it. So tell us again, Facebook page is what?
It's Recall Sweeney.
Go ahead.
Just on Facebook. And then we have the Recall Sweeney on Twitter.
And tell everybody how to spell it and the website and the email contact, because every time we do this show, I get hit on Sunday and Monday with how do I send money? Who do I contact? What do I do? Mm. So for all of you out there listening to this in Never Never Land, Alexander, please top to bottom, give them all the contact.
You can make
all,
any donations, which we need. I mean, a lot of the expenses are coming from printing, from all the other administrative costs.
Right.
You know,
this
our
isn't free.
Yeah, it's not free, unfortunately, even though we've had phenomenal volunteers, coming up and helping as much as they possibly can. So just go to Recall, R-E-C-A-L-L, Sweeney, spelled S-W-E-E-N-E-Y.com. You can make donations through there. Most importantly, sign up. Just sign up as a volunteer so you get all the emails. People are messaging me, and it's not that I mind communicating with you. It's just that when it gets to being 15, 20 people a day or a week, it can be a little distracting. This is information I'm sending out on the emails already. So just sign up as a volunteer. You get all the emails, and you'll be very informed. I'm going to send out the email tonight to everyone saying that if they want a packet, just email us with their address. We'll mail it out to you, free of charge, and you'll get all the information. You'll have the walk list. And if you can make it down on the Saturdays or Sundays or even during the weekdays, You can do it whenever you can. So if you can't meet us at 10 o'clock in the morning, but you can come there 11:30, 12 o'clock, it's a lot easier for you just to go down to your walk list, put the address in your navigation, the first name that's on the list, instead of me driving back 30, 40 minutes to USANA to sign it out to you and then, you know, have to go back out to the area that I'm walking.
Now, so how, when they're done with their – suppose they go in a time when you're not going to be there. How would they get that notary done?
Well, okay, so with the notary, we're going to – actually, it's pretty funny because we had one of our other volunteers become a notary and myself become a notary.
Oh, great. Okay.
And because I live down there now, the part of the notary process is the – the this is actually really funny. Your representative actually has to sponsor you.
So Sweeney
actually had to sponsor me to be a notary to help notarize his recall petitions.
I just love
that's
that.
That's hilarious.
That's
so
great.
And sure enough, there was no delay. I got an email a day later saying that it was sponsored, it was signed, and you know, now I have a piece of paper with Sweeney's name on it saying he endorses me to be a notary.
How funny is that?
To that's notarize great. His recall Sweeney petitions.
So the
key thing is hold on to the packets, because what we're going to do is during the once we start getting all of the final numbers in, then we're going to just say, hey, come down. You know, we'll be there Monday through Friday or whatever, Saturdays, Sundays, and we'll notarize everything at one time. That way it won't be done here, it won't be there. A couple people have gone to their banks or some local notaries, and they're paying $5 a page. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Save your money.
Yeah.
We're doing it for free. And you know that we're going to do that later down the line. There's no point in wasting resources doing that now until we have everything done.
So you see it's coming along, but we need more help, more money, more volunteers, more attitude, more swagger.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Knight, what does he think of it, what's going on?
He's extremely supportive.
Right?
He calls me almost every week, a couple times a week, and just you know sending out his support. He's just been an amazing guy, and I'm so happy that he's part of this, and he's giving us the leadership that's needed, you know, through the movement.
Timothy Knight spearheaded. He was one of the two that spearheaded the successful Colorado recall 2 years ago.
Very, very
successful,
yeah.
And he was here for the first rally, and he's been helping Alexander behind the scenes, and very happy about it. You know, I would say if we probably get, what do we need? How many signatures? 32,000?
34,805.
I would say when we get to about 25,000, 26,000, I bet you the NRA is going to step in and want to help out at that point.
Then they're going to be, you know,
that's fine.
Coming out, which is great.
That's fine.
Our goal is obviously to hit 40,000, because you know they're going to say that some signatures were bad.
Right. They're going to invalidate whatever they
possibly
can.
But that's really good. And you're finding better ways at tact at getting approvals and getting signatures. Like before, you were hitting a lot of closed doors, but now you know how to talk to the people and
what absolutely.
To say. And
I mean, I'm even the volunteers that I'm tagging along with. I'm letting them just to do it, and I'm very happy that people are feeling a lot more confident. You know, they're having much better dialogue. You know, we had two people that we knocked on their door, and they were hardcore Democrats. And they wasted so much of our time. Literally, I mean, I always advise someone get in and out. Don't waste time.
Sure.
You know, and then they spent about 10 minutes lecturing us about how healthcare should be free and education should be free and Bernie Sanders.
And the best way to do it is I absolutely agree. With you. Man, we're on the same page with this.
That is exactly what we did.
Yes.
And when it was so funny because I was like, you know what? No matter what we do, I have to get these people's signature. Right. I wasted 10 minutes already and we flipped the narrative. I started agreeing with them.
Yeah.
They started asking me about education. Oh, absolutely. I support this. Right. I support that.
Sure.
And then I said, you know, but I also support your freedom of speech. And by helping us signing this petition, you're going to make people accountable. And then everything you're talking about is making government accountable. So we totally flipped it on them.
Sure.
And sure enough, he called his wife and then they got
and
the wife
this
signed.
This guy is so wishy-washy, you could take it either way. You could actually take that hardcore Bernie Sanders voter and go, this guy is ridiculous.
That's what
He's not voting our way.
He was a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Right. And you could say, this guy's more Republican than he is Democrat. All right, we'll be right back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange Gun Law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDRFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. He can improve your shooting, get rid of some of those aches and pains, and get that spine aligned where it belongs. Few or your family live within 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey. Please check him out. If not,
just like him on the Facebook page.
Like him on the Facebook page. Send him an email. Tell friends and family about it. Now, you got to do this, Alexander. And for our listeners in New Jersey and our out-of-state volunteers that have been donating money, we really appreciate it. The checks have come from all over, as far as
all
Canada,
over,
California.
Yeah.
I love it. But New Jersey people, one afternoon, listen to me. Whether or not Christie gets the presidential nod, or whether he's picked as the VP, or
he's
whether
gone.
He's going to become the U.S. Attorney General, which is my prediction, in 2 years, you're all going to be laughing when Christie's the U.S. Attorney General and Obama is the President of the United Nations, or whatever they call them, the Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler, or whatever that
Grand
is. The Grand Poobah of the U.N., because he's got the funny name and everything, like Boutros, Boutros Ghali, and Kofi Annan, and Barack Obama, and it all flows
together.
But when Christie's gone and Sweeney and Fulop are slugging it out to be the governor, we're all screwed. Your 10-round magazines are going to be nothing. We have 15 right now.
Right.
Forget about
10.
We're going to follow New York and have – you can own a 10 but only have 7 in it. You think the SAFE Act was bad? We are going to be screwed if one of those two guys gets in. Now, if
– it's already on play. It's already on its way. And the reason it's in play and the reason it's on its way is because of the gun owners in New Jersey who have sat on their behind all this time and have been really complacent. Nobody stood up. It is so ass backward right now that now is the time. We have no more off ramps here.
Exactly.
Now is the time that we have to do this. You know, we can't make this plea enough. New Jersey falls, the rest of the country is going to fall because everybody looks to New Jersey and California for their marching orders.
I'm going to tell you something right now that this has to get done, and it will get done. But if we recall Sweeney, Fulop is going to get a strong message.
Oh, absolutely.
And we talked about this before, but the assemblymen and women and senators, they're all going to get a message too. If we could topple the Senate president, anybody's up for grabs.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay? Correct. But if we fail at this, we're toast.
Yeah.
We're absolutely toast.
Well, Alexander will move to Puerto Rico if that happens.
Hey, Puerto Rico has better gun laws than New Jersey does.
They actually do. I know.
And they've won some recent court. Yeah, they've won some recent court hearings that have actually unwinded a lot of their
it's amazing
their gun laws.
When you think about it. Remember last week we had a guy, Matt, from Fairlawn that they use the West Milford paperwork and everything. Right. Believe it or not, after the Schmutter call and follow-up, Matt Kay got his paperwork in a record 7 days.
Wow, that's pretty,
It went from a ream of extra paperwork to getting his paperwork in seven days. So,
do you see
you,
what
everybody.
Can actually happen, right? Anthony, you've said it over and over and over again for the 5 years we've been together. It takes unity and activism.
And it's the truth. Talk about unity and activism. Let's talk about it right now. October 3rd in Cumberland County Community College is going to be the NJSAFECON.net. NJSAFECON.net.
Yeah.
We just picked up another speaker, by the way. We picked up Keith Pantaleone, the one that was arrested in Jersey City. He's going to be speaking there, too. So John Willett has really planned a huge rally. You're going, right?
Yeah.
You guys are there. NJ2AS is there, recallsweeney.com. You know, as a matter of fact, Alexander will be down there for people to answer questions, petitions. Will you have petition packs down there to hand out? I don't know if it might not be political, but we might be able to do a parking lot thing or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So something you should talk to John Willett about. But we have an all-star lineup here. Alexander's there. I'm there. Scott Bach, Evan Knappen, Dan Schmutter, Shanine Allen, Aris Danielis from RTSP. RTSP is there. The Bullet Hole is there. Red Dot Firearms is there. Garden State Shooting is there. If I forgot
$10,
I'm sorry.
And all this teaching and seminar going on.
Correct. I think the tickets went up to 14 now.
Oh,
the deadline
my God.
Was for 10. It's October 3rd. It's limited to 500 people. I don't think there's 100 tickets left. Okay, the website is njsafecon.net. By the way, it's also New Jersey SafeCon on Facebook. Tetra Gun Cleaning Products from Florham Park, New Jersey, they have a booth there. They're going to be giving out samples.
Great.
The Saw Group is going to be with me. I'm giving them half of my booth. Gun for Hire is going to be there. RTSB is going to have a simulator. They're also going to have a speaker there. This is going to be really cool. I think Bob's from Vineland is going to be there too. So anybody wants to talk to Bob about the recall screening thing, it'd be a great time to ask.
Excellent opportunity.
On the website shows local hotels. It's about a 2-hour drive from Northern New Jersey. Gun for Hire Radio and the Bear Arms podcast are going to be doing a combined thing for about 2 hours. We're going to be dragging people onto the show like Alexander and Knappen and whoever else. John Willett met with Evan Knappen. For you lawyers out there, Knappen seminar is going to be CLE accredited.
Excellent.
Okay, so, I mean, the Federation of Sportsmen is going to be there. It keeps hitting me who I keep thinking who's going to be there. We reached out with a press release, Star Ledger, Mike Kelly, and everything. By the way, did you guys read the op-ed page by Mike Kelly in northernnewjersey.com? Did you read it at all, Sandy?
Yes, I did. I wouldn't even give this guy a...
Okay, you want to just skip it then?
A mention. Well, I wouldn't use his name.
Okay.
You know, you're never going to turn him around.
I can't hyperlink on my thing, by the way.
It's amazing talking to those reporters, and they just argue with you. And it's not their job to argue with you. It's their job to report.
Kelly always comes out with his own editorials.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to further his anti-gun agenda no matter what.
I mean, they had an editorial in the South Jersey Times about wishing that Sweeney bashed my face into the concrete. And I mean, how unprofessional is that?
It's a great thing because, again, you're going against their narrative. You're going against their beliefs. And anybody who does that is going to get slaughtered.
You know, meanwhile, did you read Bloomberg View, guns kill safety every time. Lori Rodriguez wants her guns. Did you read that article?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, too, because the writer of that particular article used, did you notice, every reference to every, quote, fact that she had was part of some anti-gun group.
Of course, of course.
She referenced Bloomberg, of course, because she's writing for Bloomberg News. She has to take care of Papa, you know, Papa Mike. And she referenced the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, or as we used to say, the Illegal Mayors Against Guns, and their propaganda articles about how
bad. And they're talking about people with mental illness. They're trying to say how easy it is for them to get guns.
Yeah, well, it's common, article. Very common. No, it happens all the time.
Bullshit.
Sure. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Come on.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
The news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com, featuring 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people. Visit MontvilleOffice.com. Check out Ron Seuss's place. Get out of the freaking coffee shop. Get out of your mom's basement and have a professional looking environment for as little as $58 a month. You cheap bastards. Okay. Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. While we're talking about friends and supporters, I just want to give a little shout out and say a prayer for Andy Pinelli. He had a 5-hour surgery yesterday. It seems the big C came back again, and he's been a strong and staunch supporter of the 2A movement and Gun for Hire Radio forever. I spoke to him this morning before the show. He was amazed, Sandy, that you actually went with me out to eat last week when I posted the picture. It was like the first time you ever went out. James Hedham and a bunch of other people commented on it. So,
well, we were actually just standing at the counter. We didn't have anything to eat. So let's clear this up.
Correct.
We were standing at the counter.
Andy, I want you to get well, and we love you, and beat this shit already, all right? Whatever. Listen,
Pinelli,
you're too miserable to die anyway, so
Pinelli's
don't even worry about it.
Pinelli's a longtime radio guy from one of the top stations in New York City.
Too, yes.
From way back.
Now, the other thing I want to talk about is September 13th is a Spartan race. Within a day or two, an email will be going out and a Facebook post will be going out to all 100 people on Team Spartan. The shirts are in and everything. So our start time, September 13th, is 11:15 a.m. Our dinner at Minerals Resort is at 5 p.m. If you don't have a new clean shirt, everybody's going to be getting two shirts. Your clean shirt is your entrance to get into the dinner. Okay, that's how we're going to control it. Our start time is 11:15. We're the biggest team. All the details are going to be coming out. If you're listening to this and you haven't told us your shirt size and you don't know any of this information, you never emailed Spartan@gunforhire.com, which means you're going to get one of the medium or large shirts we ordered that say Anthony's bitch on the back. Okay? Actually,
Whether you're a medium or large or not,
it says Stand Strong on the back. We had like 18 people that never told us responded for the names or anything. So 90 are going to have shirts with their names on them, and 18 are not. So all the information's coming out. I've been getting a ton of emails and messages from people. We just finalized the buffet menu. We just finalized stuff. We had to wait, the Team Spartan, the people who host it, we had to wait until they closed the event to ensure that we were the biggest team. You know, so then we get all the big team benefits for that day. So it changes the whole dynamic of where we meet, what we're doing. We hired Will Hauser Photography. He's coming with a drone, with video and stills. We're going to do a before group shot, an after group shot. He's coming to the dinner afterwards. It's going to be cool.
Totally cool.
Whoever shows up, each one of you has a $10 bill on your head that I'm donating to the Saw Group. We have two, Mike Noga and Paul Ramage. They're both donating $1 per attendee if anybody else wants to do that, because you cheap bastards are going to be eating free and your two shirts are free and everything. So I've never done a race like this before. I've never gone 8 to 10 miles. I've never gone through the obstacles. Stick with us as a pack. We're going to run together as a group or walk fast together as a group. I'm going to bring a stack of 50s and a stack of 20s and see how many judges I can buy as we approach each obstacle.
Very good. Very smart.
Very New Jersey-ish.
Very New Jersey-ish,
right?
Yes.
Because I think I want to be the first competitor to finish the Spartan race with a lit cigar from beginning to end. What?
I like the idea.
Right? What do you think, Alexander?
Yeah, not bad. I like
right?
it.
I'll be the first one. There's people that have finished it missing limbs, people in walkers that were carried by their teammates. Anybody who's stressing about this, I'm scared shit.
Wait a minute. Missing limbs? They lost them on the course?
No, but there's been paraplegics that have gone through the Spartan race with buddies. There's been Marines and other military personnel that have carried their buddies on their back.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, and then they let them go so they could do the monkey bars or whatever they could do with their hands or whatever, but then put them back on their back and carry them. So I don't know how much it is about following the rules, and I don't know how much it is about teamwork, but I'm not there to win anything. I'm just there to try to do this. It's called Team Gun for Hire, No Shame. It has professional meaning to me because of our community with the gun community. And it also has a personal meaning to me with some shitbirds, which we'll talk about someday. But Team Gun for Hire, No Shame, September 13th. The email is coming out. The Facebook post is coming out. If you do not know what the hell is going on and you registered on the Team Gun for Hire, No Shame, please email Spartan@gunforhire.com. Please. Okay. Alexander, talk to us some more. Come on. Stop playing with your phone already. Hold on a second.
Oh, wow.
There.
It's
there we go.
You gotta do it harder.
Come on, listen. We
so
talk.
And many volunteers. Everything coming together, guys.
Wait a minute. Tell some of the people. Our Senate President, the most powerful man in elected government in the legislative branch. What does the majority of his district look like?
Just average, you know, Joe Schmoes.
Okay, that and isn't there some blight areas?
It's yeah. Squalor.
There's blight areas, right?
Yeah.
And so what has he done for his people?
Nothing.
But
it's
he
actually,
drives the Pearl right. Edition Cadillac Escalade, right?
Yeah.
The Platinum Edition.
Two. Husband and wife.
There was an article on NJ.com talking about how his district is the worst economically developed area, a district in New Jersey. So,
so as Senate President, isn't that a reflection of him?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is, in New Jersey, he's the Senate President.
So shouldn't he be able to bring jobs and fix things in his district?
He's never had a real job.
How long have
so,
we talked about this? Every blighted area in New Jersey is a business to keep it blighted.
Exactly.
Newark has been Newark forever. Asbury Park has been the same. Trenton has been the same because the corrupt governments that are there are making a fortune. The people that are in there are making fortunes off of the misery of their voters.
Yeah,
correct.
Exactly.
Fortunes.
He wants to
double
turn
dipping,
his personal,
triple dipping.
Yeah, and he wants to turn his personal failures into, you know, New Jersey, and that's what he's going to do.
Where did Zuckerberg's money go? That's what I want to know, because Mayor, it still cracks me up to say it, Mayor Ross Baraka has said that there's an $18,000 per student shortfall in their scholastic budget, yet $100 million,
and then it was matched by another 80 something million that people
so $200 million.
Unbelievable.
Where did that shit
Kapuya
right to? It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
so
that's
this is
Jersey.
What we deal with, because we had some of the petition signers went into some neighborhoods. They were scared.
In the neighborhoods.
You know,
and since we can't carry in New Jersey
yeah.
makes it even scarier.
Now is Camden his his history? Oh, okay.
What's even more crazy is now Sweeney wants to go out and borrow from the federal government $50 to $60 billion.
Billion with a B.
To balance the pensions that
they stole from.
Yeah. So we're like not borrowing from our, you know, our children. We're borrowing from our great grandchildren and throwing the debt on them.
And you people out of state that don't understand, we have a different type of pension system here. The police and fire pensions were funded by the police and firemen for 50, 60 years, okay?
Right.
It was funded so when they retire, they'd have money. Our legislators voted to take that money to invest to build Atlantic City, to do this, to do that, and then they were going to take the profits and put it back in. The problem is everything the government touches turns to shit. And there is no profit. So now,
their pension systems are not
funded enough. And what do they do? The people step in like Christie. They cut their pensions because there's not enough money in it. And the retired police and fire are like, wait a minute. We funded it.
Yes.
You took money out of my check and
money.
You matched it.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like Social Security?
Yes. You stole it. Yeah, Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
You stole our money. Poorly invested it, and now we have to make good for it again, and they want to borrow.
It in mobsters and guys like Donald Trump, who got billions of dollars.
At one time, the only casinos in the Northeast were Atlantic City.
Right.
Since then, casinos have opened up
everywhere,
in all the surrounding states. So Atlantic City is still a shithole around surrounding Atlantic City. Right. Never drew any outside tourism. Well, so this is Sweeney's plan. We're going to approve casinos in northern New Jersey.
After a developer contributed to his campaign.
Correct. We're going to build casinos in northern New Jersey after a developer.
Because they did so well.
But here's the proposal. We don't want it to take away from what's left of Atlantic City. So 30 cents of every dollar profit is going to subsidize the Atlantic City casino. Okay?
You can't make this stuff up.
So what if the North Jersey casinos don't turn a profit like the South Jersey casinos? Now you just borrowed another $27 billion of money you don't have
to pay the 30 cents that you don't have to a shithole like Atlantic City. Where literally one block outside of those casinos, if you go to Atlantic City as a tourist and you walk around, you're coming home in a body bag.
It
is guaranteed.
So this is the shit that we deal with in New Jersey.
It's just insane.
And we need to send a message. And they're all guilty
they're
of it.
They're all guilty of it. Yeah.
When all the private sector, and all the private investors are like pulling out Atlantic City over the past 5 to 10 years saying there's no way this is ever going to work. Only government would be stupid enough to say, well, let's take money, borrow it, steal it from the taxpayers, and then start reinvesting into Atlantic City.
It worked the first time.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it again?
How much did they borrow for that Revel Casino that was a complete flop?
$4 billion. It was open for almost 2 years.
and then they sold it.
For $220
million. Yeah. You can buy
pension fund money.
Yeah.
Yes, pension fund money. Yes.
This is where it is. Now, the problem is because they get people that contribute to their campaigns that makes them want to do this. And then everybody gets hired. The contractors, the window guys, and everything else.
Sanzari going to build some more roads.
Everybody gets some money. And then guess what happens to it? Shit.
Right.
Nothing.
All right. When we come back, we're actually going to talk about guns on a gun show.
No.
Okay. All right. We'll be back.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
my co-host is doing a Sandy impression.
Save it for the show.
That's exactly
whenever
what,
we go on a break exactly and I say something, like. Sandy goes, save it for the show. Save it for the show.
Sounds just like him.
Quick one, Philly Gun Training, Jose Morales, PHILLYGUN, training.com. Philly Gun Training is located in Highland Park.
Who is waiting
Michigan?
For it. Highland Park, Michigan. Yes, on Spring Garden Street in Highland Park, Michigan.
In Philadelphia. Check out Jose at Philly Gun Training. He's got a beautiful school. He's right across the street from the police department that issues all the permits and paperwork.
And that's
in
what he specializes in, getting your permit and keeping you trained
sells
after you get your permit.
Bodyguard sells lipstick, bodyguard, and other swag. And yep, he also teaches shooting guns in his range. So a couple of things. I get a lot of people when they see my post, my healthy post, they want to know why I wear red sneakers all the time at the gym, boxing. My boxing shoes are red and everything. That's the color the Pope wears. Need I say more?
Yeah.
So let's move on. Okay. So this is from the Portland Press Herald.
Same manufacturer as the Pope, too.
Same manufacturer my shoes are made. Yeah, they come from a little town in Bari, Italy. So,
which is, if Italy was a boot...
Yes.
Body is the heel.
Bar is the heel. So that's where my pizza ovens come from there, too. But yeah, that's where my sneaks and my boxing shoes come from. So Rockland, Maine, this 67-year-old retired lobsterman who's hard of hearing and is in a motorized wheelchair, never thought he would need a gun, and he goes out and buys a gun.
Because he's been victimized six times in the past 6 months?
Six
he's been
times.
Robbed.
Yeah, well, because he's an old guy and he's handicapped
he's in a wheelchair.
And hard time
sure.
moving around. So he wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and this shitbag Christopher Wildhabler is breaking into his house. So the old man Lembo reaches under his pillow and pulls his handgun out. And
what
shot
was it, him. It was an old seven millimeter Russian?
7 millimeter Russian. Not the best gun in the world, but you probably bought it used in Maine. You know, you could do over the counter. There's no paperwork involved, no mental health. There's not. You could just you show your driver's license, you buy a gun. So he shot the guy, and he didn't mortally wound him. He just put a little limp in him and stuff. But he goes, I told him I got him under a gun. If he makes a move, I'm going to shoot. He didn't know who it was. The guy moved a little bit. Boom. And he goes, I put a slug in him. He goes, I got a little scream out of him. This is what the 67-year-old retired lobsterman said. The dispatcher on the phone, she heard the shot. Officers followed the trail of blood towards the sound of rustling bushes and found this guy hiding in the bushes in a parking lot, all right? I love it. And he struggled with the police, but they got him to the hospital, and he had served time in prison for domestic violence and some other stuff. He's just a wonderful guy.
He was out on parole again.
Yeah, of course.
So there's
a... Well, there's a something you don't hear before. Revolving
no,
door,
wow.
catch and release system, I would say.
Could have been
say.
New Jersey.
You know, one thing I got to tell you, Trump, I think, is a capitalist, and he exploited the system, and he knows how to exploit the system. But I like the way he talks. And he called Chicago a disaster. He
Chicago
says it's
is
a disaster when it comes to gun violence, but he said it was illegal gun violence and criminal violence. And, of course, the liberal media or the socialist media jumped all over him. But for you people out there, you know, Rahm Emanuel, they're getting ready to pass the largest tax increase ever in Chicago.
Gee, there's a surprise.
To pay for... Guess what? To pay for unfunded pensions.
See. So what starts in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
They're upside down on their pensions.
What's the commonality there? Seems like all Democrats.
Yes.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they can't handle it, so they're freaking the F out. So they're going to raise, they're looking at like a 40% tax increase on residences.
Wow.
It's the largest tax increase ever.
I don't feel
so
bad.
If your taxes are 10 grand a year in Chicago, they're going to be 14,000 a year.
I don't really care.
Okay, I don't care either, but
I
you
didn't
know,
vote them in.
But Trump comes out and calls it disaster, and the liberal media makes it a racist thing.
Of course.
Why is it a racist thing? It's a disaster. It's an effing disaster. Newark's a disaster. Jersey City's a disaster.
Camden
and Trenton. You know what? Jersey City's a disaster, and the lemmings in New Jersey will vote full up in as
right.
governor.
Right.
Okay? just like this other one, what's his name, Booker, he's voting for the Iran deal.
Cory Booker's
voting for the Iran deal with Obama.
They're all voting for it. And the only people who are standing
out is
Menendez.
What's his name? Not Menendez, is it?
Well, here's the thing, right? Do you believe that Menendez is really going to make any headway? The same with our buddy Peter King. Is it Peter King who's against it also? Or is there another Democrat?
It's Peter King.
So you've got these two guys who are willing to stand up and say, oh, this is terrible, knowing that everybody else is going to just push this thing through. So what it really means is we're giving people nukes. We're okaying it. We're rubber stamping it. We're giving them trillions of dollars.
Correct.
Who have said, the Ayatollahs have come out and said, now is the time to stop talking and chanting death to America and start
taking
action.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So why not give them the most powerful weapon known to mankind? Why not fund it? It's a good idea, don't you think?
It's insanity. Mm.
Well, this is the problem we have here in New Jersey, too, because it's the same mindset, and that's what Recall Sweeney is all about, and that's why we keep pushing it.
Yeah.
It is because it is not going to change. The mindset here is backwards. The mindset here is to keep everybody down. The mindset here is to let criminals out of jail. The mindset here is to keep people in inner cities down, keep them unarmed, because the Democrat Party, if you go ahead and take a look at this, and I'm not speaking as a Republican because I ain't a Republican, mm-hmm. but the Democrat Party and the progressives have always been about controlling, about euthanasia, yeah. about...
I like old people in Asia, too. It's very discriminatory.
Oh, good Lord.
Speaking of Asia, I'm going to China October 10th to 21st. Landing in Beijing.
If they let you off of the no-fly list.
You know, because of my impending legal stuff, I had to make sure my trip was a refundable trip. I had to buy trip insurance. But
did
anyway,
you really?
Yeah, I did. Wow. But I'm landing October 10th with Kelly. We're landing in Beijing. I want to go see the Great Wall, the good side.
I can guarantee you there is no graffiti on the Great Wall.
There is no graffiti. Yeah. And then we're going to go to her city of Qingdao for the last 3 days. And then I'm flying back, and she's staying another week or two. But I'm really excited to go, by the way. Going to Greece in December
never,
as
never
well.
Never been to China.
Never
right?
been to China. I'm going to Greece in December.
I
basically, you can go to Greece in December. I'm going for like 57 cents.
Yeah, 57 yeah. cents. You could buy a city block
I'm
for like $12.
Yeah. I'm thinking about an island.
Yeah,
island
would, yes. It's not expensive. So,
where in Greece are you going?
A tour on all antiquities and stuff. So we're landing in Athens, and we're going to Santorini, and we're going to all the
awesome.
Great stuff. It's me and my buddy Mark, who I've known since we're teenagers. We're the ones, we go on these high-risk trips, like the Egypt and shit like that. We like that. This is not a couples trip. We're not going to the Greek Isles, and it's December, and it's only like 60 degrees Fahrenheit there anyway. So we're not going, you know, to bask in the sun. I want to go because I want to see a bunch of stuff and maybe eat a little Greek food.
While it's still standing, you mean?
Well, and then we're going to make a list of places we're going to visit next year, countries that are still solvent.
And that aren't putting Constantina wire around the island?
It's really bad. It's really bad. So listen to this. Let's go back to local. We talk about New Jersey and everything. You know, in New York, they passed the SAFE Act, and I just read an op-ed piece from Utica, and basically, they think they got about 2% of the gun-owning population to register their so-called assault weapons.
Yeah, but the government is trying to say that they got a lot more than that.
Of course. Even
if the numbers that they're giving, they just pale to whatever
is out there. But what's really embarrassing the government is that how quick the manufacturers changed the design of the AR-15
yep.
so it slips in under the radar of the SAFE Act.
They did the same in New Jersey,
well,
too.
Mm-hmm. In 1992.
Take
the word AR off of it, take Colt Sporter, and there you go. Then you got the gun. It's legal again. Knappen's working on a huge expose and lawsuit on that, and he'll be talking about that when he comes October 8th for his gun law seminar.
Love Knappen.
Yeah, that'll be here. By the way, I won't be here for the Knappen thing on October 8th. I'll be here.
October 8th, yeah. You leave the 10th, right?
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, there's no compliance in New York State with the assault weapons and safe
act. You know, because New York State people got some balls.
Yep.
God bless them.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Yo, it's Anthony. I'm back, and this is the last segment. We're going to have a learning segment today.
Anthony,
wow. Wait,
back?
Yo.
All the talk about Trenton, Camden, you know. And all
oh, by the way, yeah. Napping will be here October 16th. I won't be here for Napping.
October 16th?
Womp. I'll be gone. Yeah, I'll be in China. Huh. So we'll talk. Anyway, I got this one from Jules, and he wrote, it didn't take long for the progressive tyrants to hit the ground running over the latest shooting in Virginia. We know that. We've got to do something about gun violence in America, and I will take it on, Hillary Clinton vowed. Ugh. Anyway.
All right, listen, I want to talk a little bit. Alexander, anything you want to add to this, too? Well, Alexander, before we get into this, where do people go for information?
RecallSweeney.com. It's RecallSweeney.com.
Don't forget it, please.
Too many E's in his name.
It's not E's, yeah.
So, you know, the 23rd of this month, summer's over, and fall is getting close, and a lot of things happen in fall time. Number one is it gets dark a lot earlier, right? So start being prepared to change the timers on your house, outside light timers, if you have any timers inside your house, which you should. If you have old-fashioned timers, you know, with the little analog clock on them.
Yeah, where you have to actually program the time.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are a little easier. They have a photoelectric cell in them, and at dusk the light will go on, and you really should have stuff like that.
You know what's cool? We just got them. It's a wall timer that goes on your outside lights or wherever. You can put it right on a switch. It's got a computer chip in it. And it knows where it is by GPS, and it turns the lights on and off at dusk and dawn.
How good is that?
I mean,
there's so many home automation devices today that off the iPhone and the Android that you just unplug something and plug it in, and you can do it from your... Like, they have this new phone, the doorbell with the camera in it, which I think is really, really
cool.
Absolutely,
yeah.
They have... I recommend alarm companies where they hardwire. Would you open that door? I recommend alarm companies where it's hardwired. But if you can't get it hardwired, then you can buy these Wi-Fi generated ones. What happens is somebody rings your doorbell. You're at work. You answer the doorbell from your phone, and you can watch them from your phone on the camera, and it's recording them. And that's a good crime preventative thing. But here's what starts now with the fall. Besides getting dark earlier, your kids, anybody who has kids or grandchildren, they're going to start getting involved in sports. Some of them are going to start coming home later at night, walking home. You have to teach your kids. Go over the routine with your kids or your grandchildren. They should walk home the same way, and they shouldn't deviate. They should text message or call you before they leave. Their phone should go in their pocket until they arrive at their destination, because when there's no situational awareness, when your head is down and you're texting on your phone or you're writing shit on your phone or whatever, The next thing that happens is the frigging obligatory never-ending school stales. Candy, popcorn, potato chips, wrapping paper, dirigibles, whatever else they're selling
out
there.
Spoken like a man who
never
had children.
Girl Scout cookies, it's all coming. Well, what happens is people are out there with scams. They knock on your door with a box of M&Ms, and if you're not home, they break into your house.
And the telephone scams start now, too, with
big
especially
time.
This is the PBA calling, the local
Correct.
PBA.
Correct. Everybody's looking for money.
Sure.
Well, what happens now is we have to teach our kids. I talk about this on so many shows that in the old days, Bobby just came in the studio. Bobby, in the old days, when you were home alone at 10 or 12 years old, and your parents said, if somebody knocked on the door, you were home alone, they tell you what?
Don't answer.
That's completely wrong today. It's completely wrong. You have a 14-year-old son or daughter or grandchild who's in the house. If someone knocks on the door, they should respond by saying, "Who is it?" My dad is sleeping right now. He gets mad if I wake him. Come back later. They should be watching through the window or whatever.
Dad is busy reloading.
Because here's what happens. It's two men in a van. One guy's in the driver's seat. The passenger gets out with an aluminum clipboard, knocks on the front door. Nobody answers, takes a crowbar out. They smash open the front door, run in the house, grab some stuff out of the master bedroom, grab some jewelry electronics, and run back out into the van
and
disappear.
Out in 30 seconds.
Think about this. I break into your house. The alarm goes off. No, it's a 45-second delay.
Right. Minimum 30.
Then the alarm goes off. Then the alarm company calls the house. No one answers. Then the alarm company calls the police.
The second number.
So you're looking at 6, 7, 8 minutes.
Sure.
If you don't think I can get in your house, rifle through for a minute, get back in that van and disappear, you're mistaken. But here's the problem. What if your child or grandchild is standing in that living room because we were taught don't answer the door?
Right.
It's a game changer today. They need to acknowledge. And if something doesn't feel right or look right, tell the kids, dial 911. Not a neighbor, not a friend, and not you. Ma, there's somebody strange outside.
Right.
You're wasting your time. We pay the police. It comes out of our taxes. Use the service. Call 911. First thing they say is, this is 123 Main Street. There's a strange guy on the front porch. I'm 14 years old, and I'm home alone. Let the cops come. If the guy's legitimately selling siding or roofing or gutters, that's
fine. Let the police come. Right?
He'll show his credentials and off he goes. But if he's a shitbag, he's going to get locked up.
Because this is exactly how it happens. They ring the doorbell once. They ring the doorbell a second time. They kick the door in.
Correct.
Because now
like your
they
house.
Know. Exactly right. And they'll kick it in. And they kick it in with fury, man.
Yeah. So this is smash and grab, right?
Yes, smash and grab. Listen, daylight savings time is coming. Get ready to set everything. The crazy things I do twice a year, daylight savings time. Change the batteries in all my devices. Change the batteries in the smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. Check your fire extinguishers. Check all your egress points. Make sure windows aren't shut. Have a fire drill in your house with your family and have an emergency drill in your house with your family. This is also a great time, daylight savings time. That generator, does it work? Did you put stable in the gas? Did you start it up? Did you warm it up? This is the time to get fresh gas.
How many people don't get fresh gas? How many people buy a generator, keep it in the freaking box, and then wait until
Correct.
There's an issue
yeah, exactly.
before they try to
Correct.
Start it? Right?
So daylight savings time for me is a time where you should do a whole run through your house with safety. What's wrong with your kids having little flashlights on their keychain? What's wrong with your kids having a couple of light sticks in their backpacks? Okay?
Yeah, Cyalume light sticks.
But you got to teach your kids they can't walk and text at the same time, especially when it gets dark out.
Yeah.
They're just going to be lemmings to the slaughter. I'm telling you, it's not a good thing. So these are all the things that I do. Every year comes the fall. You got to check your security. You got to check your lighting, your kids, your sports activities, walking in the dark, walking at dusk. You want to know what's going on. There's always power in numbers. Your kids shouldn't walk alone. Again, I'm really big on this. They shouldn't deviate. Okay, they should not deviate from the path that they always go to.
Without
if they were
at least
walking,
calling you and telling you, because every kid has got a cell phone.
If they're call, if others that call and say, "Mom, I'm not taking Main Street. I had to make a right on Elm because there was an accident. The police had it closed off." You need to know. Find my phone or those tracking apps for parents.
Get them.
Listen, your kid wants a cell phone. Too effing bad. You need to know where they are with that app. That's too bad. If they don't want it activated on their phone, then take their phone and give them two cans of the string.
That's right. Okay? And a long string.
A very long string. Like but we tough had. Shit. You parents out there, your kids should not wear clothes or backpacks with their name on it. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Their backpack, their messenger bag, their jacket shouldn't say their name, because that's a great way for a stranger to say, hey, Alexander, remember me, I'm your dad's friend. He was in an accident, blah, 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 blah.
Happened to me
so
all the time.
These are my full safety tips. Alexander, how do we get in contact to show support and do the thing?
Alex at recallsweeney.com, and it's recallsweeney.com. R-E-C-A-L-L, Sweeney, spelled S-W-E-E-N-E-Y.
Like Sweeney.
Com.
Okay.
Like a swine, but Sweeney.
All right, I want to thank everybody for being on the show. Bobby, stop by. Girl Scouts are having a popcorn sale here. Excuse me, Cub Scouts popcorn sale Saturday, September 26th from 9:30 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. Some classes. We're having an event for Bill Fear on September 29th at the Brownstone, a beefsteak. Going to be raffling off a platinum membership and everything to help him out with his medical bills. Urban Pistol 1, October 18th, Cedar Grove. Urban Pistol 2, September 12th at Cedar Grove. Urban Pistol 3, October 11th at Cedar Grove. Urban Carbine 1, September 20th at Cedar. Urban Carbine 2, September 26th at Cedar. Ballistics 101, Max will be back again October 11th at Woodland Park Range. Knappin will be here October 16th. I will not be here. I'm going to try to call in from China or something. Knappin's Gun Law Seminar will be here. Thank you all, and Alexander, keep kicking ass.
Thank you.
I want to remind you, this is your show, so make sure you send us ideas for show topics that you want us to discuss. Well, it looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here, he just gave me a one-finger salute. We do thank you so much for listening in to this nonsense. And thank you, Alexander Ruby and NJ2AS President. RecallSweeney.com, RecallSweeney.com. Come on, Josie, grow a pair. Get involved. And if you've got daughters in college and you have not armed them with lipstick bodyguard, shame on you. Winston, it's time to do your thing, my friend. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shine.